The government is about to sign the biggest deal in a year-old program that President Barack Obama considers a foreign aid priority. It will invest nearly $500 million over 5 years in the power sector of Ghana. And to put that in perspective, that's more than five times the annual budget of the agency that will invest the money, the Millennium Challenge Corporation. Deidre Fair James is the Ghana Country Director for the MCC, and she joins us now to tell us about the deal. Deidre, good morning.
Good morning, Emily.
We're also joined by Tom Temin at National Harbor Now. Tom, you're on the line?
I sure am. Good morning. Deborah, nice to have you on. Deidre, excuse me.
Okay, good morning, Tom.
So, Deidre, let's start off.
A lot of paper here.
tell us a bit about what this Ghana Compact is, what it will let you do, and why it's important.
Sure. So the Ghana Compact is a $498 million investment, and this is actually a grant program that will transform Ghana's energy sector and help the country provide a safe, reliable source of power for households and businesses. And this is really key to the growth of the Ghanaian economy. It will create jobs, and it will also empower Ghana to sustain its progress and, as I mentioned before, economic growth. And I think why it's important is because it is, as you mentioned early in the program, a big investment under the President's Power Africa initiative. And it's part of what President Obama calls America's indispensable economic and diplomatic leadership. And so we're very excited to embark on this program.
Tell us why Ghana, of all the countries in Africa, what's the significance there?
Sure. So Ghana actually has been a partner of the Millennium Challenge Corporation for the last 10 years because of their good governance and economic growth and also their willingness to invest in people. And because of those democratic bona fides, we have partnered with Ghana over the last 10 years, and we want to be a partner in economic growth. And power is so critical to that. And that's why the government chose to focus on this sector and why we're providing this significant grant.
And so the Power Africa Initiative itself is a year old. This is the biggest deal to date. Can you put it in perspective in terms of what you've accomplished in Power Africa already?
Sure. Power Africa is a multifaceted initiative that brings together really the best of U.S. government. When you look at agencies such as USAID, at the Ex-Im Bank, OPEC, USTDA, Department of Energy, of course, Department of State, Department of Commerce, we've really come together on this deal in order to make sure we're bringing the best of the U.S. government, not just the money, but also the technical expertise to help a government solve a strategic problem, and that's the problem with power. So I think it's significant, not just in terms of the size of the compact, but also in the collaboration that we've had as a U.S. government to help Ghana solve this problem.
Tell us a little bit about the finances here. Is this all federal government money that's being invested, or is the government garnering private sector investors and kind of putting together a deal that will invest in the Ghana power industry?
Sure. It is our portion of the money, the $498 million, is all grant money, so that does come from our budget, which we get, you know, from the generous U.S. taxpayer. The government of Ghana will also invest some of their own money in this program as well, at least about $40 million. It probably will be more. And then we are really looking at those bottlenecks to private sector investment in the power sector in Ghana. There are lots of corporations, particularly U.S. companies, that are interested in investing in the power sector in Ghana and building power generation, solar plants, you know, for instance. And it's very difficult for them if there are challenges, financial challenges, infrastructure challenges in the sector. And so this compact is seeking to address some of those kind of basic challenges that are now impeding investment. And we expect to see, you know, potentially billions of dollars of investment that could come about, that actually already in the pipeline, that could be facilitated by our initial grant investment.
So with regards to that, for U.S. companies, it sounds like this isn't necessarily just an altruistic thing to do to help out Ghana. This is also a business opportunity for them.
It is a huge business opportunity. I think that over the last really decade or so, a lot of U.S. companies are seeing Africa as a place for opportunity. U.S. companies have some of the best technology, you know, frankly, in the world in this sector, whether we're talking about conventional sources or renewable sources. And so we're very excited about the possibility of being able to facilitate the billions of dollars of investment. So, for instance, if you are an investor and you're looking at putting up a $300 million power plant, you need to know that the company that you're selling the power to, so for in this case, the electric utility, can pay you predictably over 20 years. That's about the term of these contracts. And so the focus of our program actually is working with that utility to help turn it around so it is financially and operationally sound. Because without that, it's going to be difficult for you to either make the investment or actually have that investment pay off. And so we see this as, you know, almost kind of that first capital in order to facilitate these billions of dollars of investments that could come in.
And I guess that means that the people in the United States are pretty well convinced that there's political stability, because Ghana has not always been that way. But it looks like there's the stability in the politics and the government continuity that can support an economy that can grow in some steady manner.
Right, and you're right. I mean, having a stable democracy, having a stable political situation is a key ingredient to economic growth, at least broad-based, equitable economic growth. And Ghana, since the return of democratization in the early 90s, you know, has had a series of elections where you've seen power change hands between the parties peacefully in very close elections. And so that's one of the reasons why I think they do score so well on our Millennium Challenge Corporation indicators, and why they've been such a good partner over the last 10 years.
We're speaking with Deidre Fair James. She's the Millennium Challenge Corporation's Ghana Country Director, and we're talking about an impending $500 million deal in Ghana's power sector. We're familiar with the Millennium Challenge Corporation's use of data and metrics to decide your strategies. What sort of metrics are you, or data are you asking Ghana to provide in exchange for this aid?
Sure. Actually, we've already started collecting the data. So even before, and spoke about metrics, even before we signed the compact. And so what we are looking to do, a couple of metrics, you know, we are looking to make sure that that utility, as I spoke about before, is more financially stable. So we've already talked about metrics and actually put in the compact metrics on financial performance, on operational performance. Ghana is seeking to increase the share of renewable energy as part of its energy mix from 1% to 10% by 2020. And so that's one of the metrics of the program. So this has actually been a discussion we've had since the beginning of the development of the program. And for those who are interested, the compact will be a public document on our website, www.mcc.gov, in the next couple of weeks, and they can take a look at those metrics. They are in the program.
And what about the contracting aspects of this? With $500 million going in there, presumably there will be contractors to start to build and develop this infrastructure for power that you're talking about. How will the United States assure that the contracts are let according to competitive standards and so forth that the United States itself would use?
Sure. Oh, definitely. We at MCC, since the beginning, and I've been at MCC almost since the beginning, make sure that we are providing this money in environments that are transparent and that there's fiscal responsibility. In the case of Ghana, there is a third-party procurement agent and fiscal agent to ensure that that contracting process and also the payments process is, as I mentioned before, transparent and fiscally responsible. In terms of the opportunities available to contractors, we post the procurement opportunities on our website, as I mentioned before, www.mcc.gov, and they're also posted on the government's website as well. And there are quite a few opportunities for companies, and not just the good. So, for instance, this is a power program, so transformers and distribution lines, but also for services. We are also looking at investing in capacity building, IT services for the utility so they can run a modern utility system, And those opportunities will be available, and again, you know, on our website, especially as we kick off the compact after it's signed next month.
And Deidre, we understand that this is, people are hoping this is a model for other places in Africa under this Giant Power Africa initiative. Tell us a little bit about how you've worked these governance and transparency measures into this compact and how that could translate to other countries that are not as stable as Ghana.
Sure. Yes, we recognize from the beginning that you can put money into a sector, but unless you have strong governance and good management of that sector, so for an instance, for this instance, the power sector, that money is really not going to be effective. And so that's really the core of this compact. And so when we say governance and management, it's things like better planning to understand what are the energy needs in the next 10 or 20 years and make that transparent so investors can understand those opportunities, ensuring that the way that contracts are let are transparent in the sector so the people of Ghana and also the people of the U.S. get better value for dollar. So those governance and management issues, and that's just the tip of the iceberg, what I just mentioned, those governance and management issues are key and, again, form the fundamental core of our compact because it's not just about the money. We want to see this sector be financially viable and thrive into the future and actually be self-sustaining.
If this works out and you find the results are favorable and you'd like to add another nation down the line, what's the selection process for who might be next?
MCC, the Millennium Challenge Corporation, has a process where we select countries every year. Our board selects countries every year based on investing in people, good governance, control of corruption. And so many of these countries have seen our criteria and how we rank countries. And so they could get that information from our the people here at our corporation that do that.
Deidre Fair-James is the Ghana Country Director for the Millennium Challenge Corporation. Deidre, thank you.
You're welcome.